For now more than 12 years, I have been practicing concepts shared with me during channeling sessions I was a part of, event that changed my life for the better. It allowed me and the people I've shared the concept with to improve their happiness, state of being and energy levels, but also choose better for ourselves and the people around us. You learn about self-growth, universal laws like karma, manifestations, mechanics like the principle of patterns, practicing spirituality in our daily life by properly blending spirituality and normal life, and so much more. My name is Igor Orlitsky, and I'm your host for the Unilight Me podcast. Let's begin. In this episode, I will explore the nature of our state of being and happiness, however, differently than in the episode where I shared with you an example of your beliefs and definitions and how they can impact how you feel within an experience. This time, I'm gonna start with a quote from the book, because we're gonna speak about holding a grudge against someone. And I believe this part will share a very nice light on the topic that I can also expand upon. So the quote I'm sharing right now is from Unilight Me paperback book from the page 245. The part is called Having a Grudge Against People, State of Lungs. It is a quote that was given to me during one of the channeling sessions. Okay, so let's jump to it. You do not like some part of yourself, then if you see a person similar to yourself, you often see in them many negative sides because you see in them your negative sides. You see the negative side of yourself in them. Accept your bad sides and let your good side flourish. Be an open and positive person, and if you feel bad, get your head out of your own ass and focus on others and look for good in them. Plus, or accept them as they are while interacting. Even when you notice this negative behavior you such dislike, focus on this person's positive side and notice that the anger you are pointing at them is really not their fault but yours. Because it is you who feel negative about that behavior. So do not try to forcefully remove that anger. Maybe you can. But focus on positive sides of that person and focus on the good feeling you feel towards them. Even if a person does you harm, do not try to get revenge. Do not try to avenge yourself with bad thoughts about them. It is a release way, but a negative one. Instead of detached, line of balance, or try to find good in them. Think of them as equal beings that make mistakes as much as you. Think of them being helped and changed to the positive. Forgiving them is a great way because you are not only loving to others because you forgave your evildoers, but you are good to yourself as well. Because by forgiving, you are only giving out good, understanding, and that you will get in return. So fighting evil with good is beneficial both to others and to you. Benefiting those who harmed you, benefiting in a positive way, is a way of a true positive being. So a few things show up here. First of all, you might notice that the loose language that is part of some of the channelings, and that is a really unique part because the communication we had with that being at times was super fun and even a bit funny. The sense of humor which was going on there was really amazing and was really entangled with the depth of the information. The other thing is how really not easy it is looking at life in the current state of how we are as a humanity. We see how much revenge is the basis for so many choices, how it is even unthinkable for such many people that you actually might go into the space of forgiveness instead of revenge. And I get it. I'm not telling that I'm a perfect example and perfect scenario person here. But this is the ultimate goal. This is the way. This is the way that paves the direction where we could get to. But I fully get it's not easy. If someone done harm to you or someone that's close to you, how he could potentially forgive such person, right? So let me give you some thoughts how I learned to deal with such experiences, and that might be helpful to you. First of all, if you think only in terms of that person and not trying to understand them in any way, it obviously is gonna be really hard. Trying to understand where that person comes from, how much that person might be hurt in the past, and also understanding the nature of life, that you creating a heavy resistance towards that person is not really doing anything to them that much as you are hurting yourself, because carrying this negativity, carrying this emotional wound, emotional load in yourself for a very, very long time is definitely gonna hold you back. And I'm not speaking here that forgiveness means, hey, you need to be best friends with that person that potentially caused you harm or whatever, or that you need to be even wanting to interact with such person. But on the other hand, carrying this emotional load in yourself is definitely not an answer as well. So forgiveness is not necessarily, you know, going back, and the love version in here not necessarily might mean that you go there and just, you know, love the person that harmed you, because in the maybe ultimate way, when your state of being gets to be this enlightened, when you are just, you know, the ball of rolling love, maybe in such case, okay, such things are possible. But for majority of us on our spiritual journey, just the pure fact that we can release the grudge from ourselves and still remember the consequences, still being requiring of that person to get certain consequences for their choices, because that's okay. But on the other hand, not doing that from the place of hate, not doing that from the place of anger, this is what I'm speaking about here. And this is what I believe true forgiveness is. First of all, this is the most basic lines for the forgiveness and healing ourselves first. Now let's connect that to the topic of the podcast, happiness. You are a part of experience. You went with your friends to a social meeting. You guys are in some coffee place. You are enjoying your time. And then suddenly you remember the person that something happens that sparks this memory of grudge in you. And what happens is that you might start feeling tense. The memories and emotions that you have inside can bring a lot of emotions. And maybe these are emotions that you have not dealt with, released, accepted, detached, often through understanding of yourself and the situation and that person. And slowly trying to get to bottom of the situation, you should and could work with tools like acceptance and forgiveness. Of course, you can still bury that emotion further, but that might not be helpful to you in so many ways, like mental way, health way as well, because these things tend to manifest in some health issues, even if it's a very strong negative emotion that you have buried inside yourself and you're just carrying it for months, years, and you don't want to deal with it. It stays with us, and such things not released for a very long time can be painful on many levels. For working on it and releasing it, it's actually doing good for ourselves, and not letting this experience win over you, not win over your happiness. Actually, the way of forgiveness is actually allowing yourself to live with that experience, to exist with that experience, and still understanding what it was, coping with it, respecting what it was in yourself, and of course treating it with all of the seriousness you need, but at the same time getting the emotional wounds out of them. And healing these emotional wounds is not easy. But what I have observed throughout my life is that these emotional wounds, they can heal themselves, really. Like our body, if it's cut, it slowly heals itself. However, the emotional wounds also tend to heal themselves over time under certain conditions. So if we do not scratch the wound constantly and try to open it up again and again, if we not constantly add to this wound by constantly thinking about it, recreating the event in your mind and anger in your mind, you are not allowing the heal to happen, the healing to actually get you to the proper place. So our part is first of all cope with the experiences internally, understand them from the life perspective. And again, book can help you with that if you read about different laws of the universe, like manifestations, karmic cause and effect, and so on. All of that can help you with understanding more of the reality, and by this accept and release better. On the other hand, you can find your own way to do that. The most important fact is that you finally do accept and release for your own sake. And again, I'm speaking about heal not only mental and happiness, but also physical aspect as well. Having that completed, which might take you a while, some release, they take time. Like if you had a friend who you've been, you know, close with for years, and suddenly you are no longer like friends for some reason, something happened and you know it cannot be recreated, it may take time to heal such emotional wound, and that's okay. Just do not scratch the wound too much. Think about it only to the degree you need to understand it, and then release. Accept, and slowly it will move you in the better direction. And having this as a way of interacting, which is of course not easy, again I'm fully aware of it, that it requires a lot from us. Our nature and our ego nature is revenge, right? Whenever something happens to us, we want to quickly revenge ourselves with pure force, equal or more, that what have been done to us. And actually getting yourself to a different space might not be easy, but this is the path. This, if we want to grow towards more of how life is and more towards happiness for ourselves and other people, this is direction and a harder path to take. But in the end, it's so much rewarding, because the more you heal yourself, the better you feel generally in other experiences, and such grudges do not overcome you in different situations. I hope this perspective on happiness and forgiveness will be of assistance to you and will help you on your way. I encourage you to check my Unilight Me book. There you can find different concepts that will help you with releases, acceptance, and other tools that you can use to just live a happier life for yourself and help your close ones as well, if you desire so. You can also visit unilight.me website, where you will find all of the links to the project and more information about what I do and why Unilight Me project is so important to me. Thank you for listening to this episode. Have a great day and talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to our episode. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to unilight.me website and subscribe to the newsletter so I can inform you about all the important updates about the project. You can also search our close group on Facebook where we exchange thoughts with like-minded people. I wish you all the best on your spiritual journey and talk to you soon.